Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Peter, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Wherefore, laying all aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. When you're born into God's family, to desire the things of God, the milk of the word, okay? That ye may grow thereby. And that's what Paul was told the church at Corinth. That's what Paul was telling the Hebrew people, that you're still a babe. You've not yet grown. You're still on the baby bottle, sucking milk, when you should be eating prime rib, medium rare or rare. Just let the blood, that's a whole nother thing, you know. You should be eating steak by now, and you're still just like a baby. He lacks discernment. He hasn't grown. And just like a babe in Christ will put anything in his mouth. He lacks discernment. We've had 7 kids, me and wife. We have 11 grandkids. And as they grow, you know, as a baby, they see something, what's the first thing they do? They put it in their hand, put it in their mouth. You gotta watch it. Because Kyler's here. I remember when he was just a little baby, he swallowed a penny. And for a few weeks, he couldn't eat, he couldn't swallow. He was pretty sickly, you know. Finally took him to the doctor, and they did an x-ray, and he had a penny lodged in his throat, and he was blessed because it could have killed him. It went the right way. Anyway, he put a penny in his mouth, and he swallowed it. We still have that penny somewhere. I don't know where it, Mama has it somewhere. When it came out, it was so shiny. I guess because it was all that acid made it look like a brand new penny. But the point is, as a babe, they'll put anything in their mouth, just like a spiritual babe. They'll listen on the radio, they'll watch TV, they'll listen to the internet, and anything any preacher tells them, they'll take it hook, line, and sinker because they don't have any discernment. They're not skillful in the Word of God. And some preacher out there tell them, was it Hank Williams Jr. about his system about they'll tell you send God the money, but they give you their address. Remember that song about send God the money? I'm amazed at the people who send not just millions and millions and millions of dollars a year to these preachers on TV, and they're flying these jet planes, living these million-dollar homes, and they still send money to them. It's beyond me. And some of our people, not here at Westwood, because y'all are great people. But there's some people out there, you can hear a buffalo, but they scream, they have a buffalo nickel, and they're holding on to it so tight they don't want to let it go. The young people have no idea what I'm talking about, but I remember the buffalo nickels. Anyway, they want to hang on to their last nickel. Well, they lack discernment. They're babes in Christ. It sure sounds good to me, so they listen and they take it in. Babes are handed off, and I put a list of things. There's more that I wanted to list, but I didn't, about babes. Physical babes, little babes, and spiritual babes. Babes, little babies, are handed off from one person to another. Oh, he's so cute. Spiritual babes are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Ephesians chapter number 4, what Paul said. Because they're unskilled in the word. And boy, somebody come on, smooth-talking preacher. I like that preacher. Olstein. One of the largest churches in America, he's a heretic. Amen. Tens of thousands of people flock. Why? Because, boy, I sure like what he says. But they don't line it up with the Word of God, and they're unskillful in the Word. Are you following? Yes. Okay. They're tossed to and fro. Newborns, babies, spend most of their time sleeping. spiritual babes spend most of their time sleepwalking. Wake up. They need to wake up. Romans 13:11. Now it's high time to wake up out of sleep. Romans 13:11. Paul's talking to these believers. It's time to wake up. Quit sleeping. Interesting. Romans 13:11. Do you have that up by Paul? Not Paul. What is your name? Greg. Put Romans 13:11 up there so they can see that. Now is a high time to wake out of sleep. Why? Because they're babes. They're sleeping. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Good point. Little babies sleep all the time. Spiritual babes, they just sleep. They sleepwalk. And he's telling them to wake up. And babes, on the other hand, when they're not sleeping, what are they doing? They're crying and fussing. Wah, wah, wah. It's all about me. I want, I want, I want. Spiritual babes, when they're not sleeping, they're fussing all the time. Amen, preacher. I'm talking about babes in Christ. They're fussing. They're crying. They're wanting. It's all about them and their needs. Again, I was comparing little baby, newborn babes to spiritual babes in Christ. Now, when you mature, it's not about your needs, it's the needs of others and what God would have me to do. But when you're a babe in Christ and you're growing until you get to that point, it's still about me. And I know we have nobody in this congregation with that problem. Y'all mature and y'all are on meat. But if you get to the point where it's all about me, you've gone backwards. When it's not about others and what you could do for the Lord, you've regressed. I had a space, I was going to put this in my notes, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. Newborn babes can't clean themselves. You know what I'm talking about, their diapers and all. Somebody else has to clean up for them. Same way with spiritual babes. I'll leave that one alone. There's so much here, but... And then verse number 14. Paul really got tough with these folk. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age. In other words, those who are mature in Christ. And it's not how long you have been saved. It's how you've grown. I have a note here somewhere. I can't find it. It's such a blessing. One of the greatest joys is when somebody is saved and birthed into God's family. What a day of rejoicing that is when somebody trusts Christ as their Savior. Nothing better than somebody birthed into God's family, a newborn babe. But how sad it is when they've been saved 20, 30, 40 years and they've not grown, and they're still nothing more sad as a believer in the life of a believer than somebody who's not grown in the Lord. They are still at the same point they were 10, 20, 30, 40. I have a note here. Get off the bottle and eat steak or prime rib. I jumped ahead of it early in my lesson, but that's just what you should be able to eat meat by now. When it talks about even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Remember, I'm talking about if you're a babe, you can't discern good and evil. That's why they just eat anything comes their way. Oh, boy, it's good, and they just take it all in. As you grow in Christ, you're able to discern the truth from falsehood.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.